Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
All right, what's going on, everybody? This is the Hockey Dudes. We're back. I have Tom in person for the first time in since COVID.
Whoa! haven't seen you since March 13th of 2020.
That's the last time it's been.
The last time I've seen you. I virtually called in for your wedding. Virtually gave my speech. I wish I was there.
It was a good virtual speech. I haven't seen a lot of virtual speeches
done so well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was solid. No, so we just got bets. We got action on the Maction. We only got Maction on one TV right now. I just feel like anytime there's a championship game,
you gotta watch it.
You have to have it.
You gotta watch it.
You know,
you gotta respect the sport.
You just want to see the gloves in
the air. Yes, yes, yes. And it's the Braves. You know, Atlanta needs something.
They need something. Houston.
Oh no.
He's out. That's great for the under.
That's fantastic. You want to just keep seeing outs. What? It's going into the seventh?
Going into the seventh. 6-0. Under 8.5. Still alive.
So you need 42 more outs. No, you need 18 more outs.
That's so many outs.
You need 18.
That's great. I think that's how that adds up.
Fourth down. We got Brett Gabbert again.
Is that his name? Brett Gabbert?
Brett. Confirmed Brett. He's got a real P-boy face. Don't know if he's listening, but... Oh,
sorry. We'll leave him up a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. Just got to hear Brett's cadence. 33's got no gloves playing Mike linebacker. Respect.
Yeah, no. So, just a big college football night.
I mean, we're just in prime football season. Like, we know it's a hockey podcast, but we literally have football every single night this week.
Football is shooting into our eyes.
Well, there's so many footballs in my eyes right now that I can't think about any other sport. We got Monday Night Football, then we got Maction on Tuesday, we got Maction on Wednesday. We got Lucy just dragging a whole box of toys across the floor. She's going to pull out every single one at some point.
Dude, that's the point.
Dogs never seem to fail. Just pull out every single toy at some point.
Yeah, we'll get them all out here.
We got college and Thursday night football for an NFL. College football on Friday, college football on Saturday, and then NFL on Sunday, and then just repeats.
We didn't just bet unders in football tonight, though. I mean, I've been Captain Underpants in all the hockey games.
You have your underpants so tight around your head right now that you can't see. You got so many underpants.
They've been hitting, though.
They have been hitting. We got a real sweater in these last couple games for the underpants award. Oh, no.
Great defense.
Terrible throw by Brett Gabbert.
Was that fourth down?
Yeah, it was. Fourth and one, he threw it 40 yards.
How have we been watching this game for like the last 20 minutes and like 3 minutes of clock have gone
off?
Yeah,
this game feels like it's been 60 minutes already. And we've also, the last couple nights, I feel like we both have been hitting some... Puck line Jesus bets.
Yeah, puck line Jesus has been there.
What, it started with the Rangers Sunday night against the Seattle Kraken?
It's pretty consistent. We just bet Metro teams when they go out west.
Against a terrible Pacific team.
Well, Yotes aren't Pacific anymore.
They're not, but they are the worst.
They are terrible.
They are the worst team in the league. Chicago did get a win.
Maybe Cincinnati should take some note from Arizona and just jumping divisions.
Jump a division. Even if it's the worst division that's a power division, they probably should jump.
Yeah.
We did Rangers Sunday. What was our puck line yesterday?
Oilers against the Kraken.
Against the Kraken. We doused on the Kraken.
We pretty
hard.
Much just bet puck line against the Kraken or the Yotes.
Yeah, because then tonight we went Flyers -1.5 against the Yotes, and that was easy cash, 3-0 victory.
I think I do have the Flames -1.5 against the Preds.
Last time I checked, they are down 2-1.
Flames are?
Yes.
That hurts.
That's tough. But that was like 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
You want me to check out for
you? Yeah, just give me some live scores. Okay. Just give me some live scores from your little scores app that we just
tested. Oh, no.
I use
the NHL app for the
okay.
NHL.
Well, what's wrong with the scores app for the NHL?
I've just always used the NHL app for the NHL scores.
You're never checking like NCAA scores and like, ooh, I need to check some NHL scores, and you just flip over?
Yeah, it's just a quick flip. Just a quick
you
flip.
You flip whole apps when all you could do is go to a different tab?
It's a lot easier to just go flip bomb.
But then you have to have two apps going.
That's fine. I got like 20 apps going right now.
So many tabs in your eyes?
Yeah, so many tabs in my eyes. Sens wild 4-4 right now. That's crazy. That's an overpants. Stars Jets 3-3. That's an overpants.
Yeah, I had the Wild minus. I've bet the Wild puck line tonight. I've been chasing the puck lines.
Yeah,
so
Preds are still up 2-1.
What about the Rangers? Are they're started off now, right?
0-0, 2.5 minutes left in the first.
I said what my bet was before. I can't say what my bet is now that the game has started.
Correct.
But it's on Twitter, and hopefully by the time you're listening to this, you know that it was.
You know, mad respect to you just always constantly putting your notes app on Twitter with all your bets. Receipts.
Here's the thing. You
want to have those receipts.
Here's the thing. Here's the reason why. It's because I got employees that I work with at the Fan, and here's what's tough about working at the Fan is all my coworkers are on Twitter.
Yes.
So they're always like, they know. So that's where I post my receipts because they don't believe that I like know how to bet.
Yeah. Well, we somewhat know how to bet.
CFB, I'm above
50%. You're God right now.
I'm
in CFB.
I'm not. I've had two bad weeks in a row.
That's fine.
Two under 500 weeks.
Jesus had a bad week. Came right back.
Jesus did have a bad week.
But he came right back.
He had one bad week.
He came right back, man.
You think he enjoyed his time down here?
Towards the end, no.
Like,
maybe
but,
at the beginning,
but
yeah.
What about the beginning, though? He, like, you know, he did the... Wait, towards the end, the guy lived 33 years. So, are you saying towards the end of the 33 years, was the whole thing was bad? Like, pretty much, like... Because that had to be a tough experience.
When
he was grinding.
Yeah,
in the Bible.
He had to work really hard.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's a he can look back and be like, that was a good time. But during it, he was probably like, this sucks.
Right. It was like pledging.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, this sucks. But like you look back and you're like, wow, that was actually like worth my time.
You know there was gonna be a payoff.
Yeah. He knew there was gonna be a huge payoff for him. Oh no.
No, not the Bobcats scoring.
Oh, we got a flag?
Bring it back. Yeah, that's totally a bringing it back flag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're big mad. Receivers big mad. Love it. You're my best friend right now, Stripes.
Stripes saving the day.
So, Coats in Denver tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Late
Coats
night, late game.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one to watch.
I was talking about that last night on last night's episode. I asked over under 2.5 times that it's brought up that they're playing at a different altitude the whole time the broadcast starts.
Over. Smash that over. Over Smash it.
I think Jody's over under on Colorado stories just in general. Like times
what do you
he's
think
the
constant line is for over under times rims? Uses a former Blue Jacket player name
three and
for
a
current
that's three
player,
and a half.
For a current player.
That's
right
three
now.
And a half. Easily. Easily. I think I said that the other night. We were watching the Rangers Coats game and Coats were just being dominated in the third period, and I said at one point, I said something really stupid. it wasn't stupid because of the contents. It was stupid because it had already happened. I said, the Jackets need Rimmer to call a player by the wrong name right now. And you were like, dude, that's already happened.
It's
like,
happened
three
really
times.
Like twice or two or three times, man. It hasn't helped yet. Who did I forget who he called. Wow, what a snag.
That's a guy that's got the under.
Yeah, that's a guy. Bregman, yeah, he's got the under.
What a play. Listen, I see people get bothered all the time about Rimmer calling people by the wrong name.
What do you expect?
I love it.
What else are you going to expect? Do you? No offense, love Rims. I've had lovely conversations with him. Do you see how old he is?
He's so old.
Just be glad, like, he's still just getting up and wants to call
our
games.
It's a combination of having an old broadcaster, which is always fun, and your team playing fast.
Yes. And, like, I am not mentally ready for the day that we have to get a new play-by-play guy for the TV.
Like, when Corposalo makes a save, that happens so fast that he has to call him Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky.
Because he has to go to his his foundation of memorizing, like, he doesn't go to what he actually knows. He's just relying off instincts.
Yes.
That's how you know that we're playing fast.
That's how you know, like, it's poop's either hitting the fan or we're playing very quick.
It was like you knew Josh Anderson had a good game when he was being called Big Josh Anderson with speed.
Yeah, not just Josh Anderson with speed.
Big Josh
Anderson with speed. There's a huge difference. And if you need a reference, goal 2 or 3 in game 1 at Lightning Barn.
Goal 2. I think Savvy. I always get those two mixed
Savvy,
up.
I think Savvy was 2.
Okay.
That could be dead wrong.
His toe drag.
Yeah, his toe on the oh, that's no. Bad. Yeah, that's terrible. Freddie Freeman right in your kitchen. Hello.
They're going to do it though. They're going to win the World Series.
This game's over.
Okay.
This game's done. Yeah, Savvy Towing, Norris Trophy winner Victor Hedman to go down. Foligno was 1. Jones was 4. I'm going to say Savvy was 2, but back to the original point, frame of reference, goal 3 by Josh Anderson. Josh Anderson shorthanded, that was big Josh.
That was big Josh Anderson
speed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was huge Josh Anderson. And, you know, obviously the team's completely changed since then. It's easy to think about the past.
It's so nice watching those videos.
All 4 of the guys that scored in that game are not on
Do
the
not
team
play on
now.
This team anymore. You
but
can
instead
make a
you got,
case.
Instead, you got Boone Jenner making pick sixes.
You could make a case that 90 to 95% of the goals we scored in that series were players that do not play on this team anymore.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I think Bjorki had 1 goal in that series.
Yeah. And Texier had 1.
Yes, an empty netter.
Yeah.
After Panarin's empty netter.
Yeah.
Because Panarin had the big empty netter.
Like, Duchesne had, like, 2.
Cam had a couple, had 1 or 2.
Yeah. Dubois had, like, 1.
Yeah.
Jones had, like, 2.
Robbie might have had 1. He always seems to get, like, 1.
I don't think Robbie played that series. Dubinsky was still playing.
That's so right.
He's like, oh, we're sure as hell going to be a lot louder here in Columbus and Boston.
Should never said that.
And then Boston just came right back and was like, yeah, see ya.
Don't play that over the video board.
Do not. Backwards camo hat Dubinsky on the Jumbotron is not a good idea.
I'd rather us be up 3-1 than do that 2-1.
Yes.
Because at least if you're up 3-1, then it's like you blew a 3-1
lead. You know what's
great?
Do you remember that game 1? Like, it went to OT and, like, we easily should have won that OT.
Zach Greinke blew a tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We easily should have been up 2-0, win game 3, we're up 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tough because I had just gotten done watching the game at 1 place. Third period ended. Mackenzie's like, let's go back to the apartment. And I was like, okay. And I was like, we should be walking in like right when overtime starts. And walked in and I turn on the TV and it's just black and yellow jerseys piling on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it.
That was real tough. Oh, no. What do we got here?
We got a fast field goal. Why are we running fast field goals?
Because we don't want to call any timeouts. We want no timeouts. We want to bleed this whole clock off. And this is a long one. That's a long field goal for the Mac.
Missed it.
Not even close. Had the leg.
Had
a ton of leg.
So much leg. Good miss. Good miss. That's a good
miss. Why did they not punt that? 7:42, you're up two touchdowns. Why not punt that?
They wanted to go up three touchdowns.
Three scores, yeah, three. But your defense has been eating, which, I mean, I guess, yeah, you trust your you're still going to trust your defense from the 50, but I would have punted there.
Yeah, I would have punted. I would have for sure punted. But anyway, Jackets looked – just to go back to the Devils game, Tom, I mean, I talked about it last night, but just – we finally beat a Swetro team on the road.
Yeah, and we beat a Metro team on the road.
Yeah,
I think that's our first road win, right?
Yeah,
that dude got murdered, but because we got pummeled by Detroit, throttled by
fast ice. We don't play good on fast ice.
Throttled by the Rangers. Yeah, I think that was our first road win. We're going for two against Denver, which is just fantastic.
Do you think – how many points do you think the Jackets get in this two-game series?
Real quick, sidebar, can we start calling them the Denver Avalanche?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm in it. Yeah.
They're no longer the Colorado.
Yeah, they're Denver.
They're the Denver Avalanche.
They're not playing good enough to – they haven't earned the C yet.
They haven't earned the whole state yet.
Yeah.
They're just a city. Okay. So we got Denver tomorrow night, and then who's after that?
We have the bye week.
We already have our bye week?
Yeah.
That's early.
Yeah,
that's
we have like 6 days off, and then we play the Caps at home like next week.
Oh, we play Denver Wednesday, and then Denver comes to our barn Saturday.
And then we have a week off.
So then we don't play Denver the rest of the year. We play
that's what I'm saying.
We play them a home and home.
We get them out of the way.
We get a home and home with them.
Home and home, yeah. Hi, let me ask you this. Jackets are 1-0 in rivalry games this year. That's pretty encouraging.
Yeah.
The window rivalry. Like, that's huge.
The window rivalry.
Their windows are way cooler, by the way.
So much cooler.
Seattle's windows are so
you get a free ticket to the game.
Just standing outside,
You just walk over to your local Timmy Ho's, grab an oh, hell yeah, bud, and then you just watch the game standing there. Get this man, Brett Gabbert.
I love it. You saw the picture. No. That was a great catch.
That was a fantastic
catch.
That
was an NFL
catch. That's the guy that's going to the NFL.
According to this broadcaster.
Yeah.
Who just out of nowhere after one
this
catch.
This guy's an NFL player.
But my favorite thing is, if you haven't seen it, Seattle has windows in their upper bowl, just like the Jackets have at Nationwide, except their windows on the upper bowl are on street level.
Yes. I honestly never knew, like, they dug their arena into the ground.
So deep into the ground.
That's electric.
That is electric.
It's got to be the only one.
That's awful for fires, though. No one's getting out if
there's
a fire.
Well, heat rises. So the heat's just...
But the heat's going to rise to the exits.
Yeah.
They're toast.
So they can just hide down below.
But it does rain in Seattle a lot, so they shouldn't have to worry about fires.
And they got a lot of pigeons.
Unless the Flames come to town.
It did.
The Flames are hot.
I think it did rain like 90% of the time we were there for like 2.5 days.
It did, but do you remember this past summer? They had like the hottest summer they've ever had.
Yeah, but now they just got hit like with a monsoon the last like 2 weekends.
The rain was due. It was like, I owe you.
Like, remember the 49ers-Colts game?
That was a lot of rain.
Like, all that rain went straight north.
What was that?
13. Oh. NFL player 13 volleyball hit it up.
There was a solid point where it just rained in the entire country for like a whole week. And then that's when underseason started, after the rain.
First cold.
The air's too dense. The balls aren't flying as fast. and the pucks aren't sliding us.
We need to make mental reminders or physical calendar reminders. First cold day, like true cold fall brisk day of the year, start betting unders.
And I think it has to be that, or it's either that or it's a week straight of rain in the fall.
Yes.
Because I think maybe the more humidity in the air, pucks are sliding a little slower.
And especially like if we get some good wind going, because then that's going to bring the rain.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll know. We'll be ready. I feel like we caught on pretty quickly. We would have liked to had that first few days of under season to really bring it home.
We caught on just a little too late for it to be worth it. But now we're ready.
But it's seriously crazy. Like every time a game in the NHL is 5.5, you just know hammer the under, because like it's just not likely that there's going to be 6 goals scored in that game.
Well, every game it's
like,
so tough.
About the Jackets games
like,
that they've
but
played
it's
in.
Also so tough because every line's either 6 or 5.5.
If it's 6, it's an automatic under. That was horrible.
God. This is terrible.
We need no more points.
This is awful. What are we at?
Are they going for 2?
7. We're at 47.
What's happening?
We're at 47. They're going for 2 because they're down, because they missed the PAT.
But this is a horrible move. You kick the extra point to just keep it one possession.
Yeah.
Or they're thinking we got to go for 2 at some point.
You got to go for 2 at some point.
This is crazy.
I hate that they just scored that touchdown 4th and 3.
So, just to reaffirm, we are watching Miami, Ohio versus Ohio, and we have under 52.5. Right now, the score is 28-19, which means they're at 47 points right now. So, we need no more touchdowns. 5:18 left in the 4th. Miami's going for it.
Oh,
a little
fake
Aruski. Out of bounds.
Out of bounds. OB.
Great call, F.
You're not
great
an NFL
call,
player.
F.
You're not an NFL
that
receiver.
That was great defense, though. The guy shoved him out.
Yeah, but if you're an NFL receiver, you find a way to get your toes down.
So this is bad because we're talking about underseason, and this game is virtually dead. But we'll see. Not a lot of game left.
So much game left.
But
there's
not
too much game left.
But there's not a lot.
But we got 6 TOs.
Yeah.
That 6 TOs adds up to like an extra 4 minutes.
Yeah. So yeah, no, Coates, Stanley Cup though. You said that's what you want to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, why not us?
I think I need to see the Jackets play good for 2 more months before I can say that they're a Stanley Cup contender.
Well, we got to keep playing good now because as natural, February is when we will get 2 wins. Out of the entire
It'll be
month.
Way too cold in Columbus, Ohio.
We'll only
February will eat us, and it'll just be
February,
depression.
We're always due for at most 4 wins out of 20 games or whatever it is.
We come together as a city and just say, we're just going to be depressed for February.
Yes. Because, you know, you're a month out of Christmas and the holidays, but it's still really cold, so you're just like, warm up so I can go golf.
I cannot emphasize this enough, though. No, there's like a 2-week break where our team's in China, not playing for the Coats.
That is so true. I keep forgetting about that.
It's like all of our guys, every single one of them, are just gone.
Werenski,
Voracek, Laine,
Bjorkstrand, Nyquist?
Yes, Sweden. Corpy,
Elvis.
Freaking
Gavs,
yes.
Russia.
He'll play for Russia. And then
that's probably
Gregory.
Yeah, because he's the only
team
one.
Switzerland.
He's the only one from the Swiss.
We have our whole team gone. We have a whole team of Olympians.
That's it. But that was like what, like double digits, right?
Yeah. That's incredible. We have to have the most Olympians. Like
how are we not good?
We are good.
How are we not better?
Tom, we're good as fuck.
How are we not better?
We're pretty good.
We're GAF.
Think about how much better this team is compared to last. Like we never won OT games last year. We never won shootout games.
Well, now we got Daddy Voracek. Daddy Jakob.
He's Poppy for sure. He's approaching Poppy territory.
I just love that man.
He's got no goals, 7 assists.
That's how I want it.
But he did. It was the only guy that scored in the shootout.
He saves him. He's just gonna save him.
Yeah.
He's gonna save
him. He's gonna make that team get to the playoffs.
Yes. He's gonna drag them across the finish line.
Well, this is what I was saying. I know you obviously know this because when you're not on the Hockey Dudes, I know you're a devoted listener. So I know you know this already.
Yeah.
But I was saying, like, it's crazy that people just automatically place the expectation on this team is for them to not make the postseason and for them to be cellar dwellers of the league. Not just of the Metro, of the league.
Yeah.
When they have Jakub Voracek, who's played on playoff teams, Oliver Bjorkstrand, who's played on playoff teams, Laine, who's played on playoff teams, Zach Werenski, playoff team. Like, they have a core still.
I'd say it's even crazier that they got labeled cellar dwellers when the trades we made were not, like, trades as in, like, a rebuild.
No.
Like, yes, last season we did because there was just no need to keep on to those assets when there was no chance, but the off-season trades we made were all trades like
trying to just acquire talent. Yeah,
it was like a retool trade. So that's oh no
come on, Bobcats. Miami just went for an onside kick trying to get the ball back. Cats got it.
We're at 47.
No touchdowns.
What did I
you,
get this
You
at?
Might need a touch. You can probably afford for a touchdown. Push. I can't.
For a push.
I'm at 52.5, so I can do a field goal. I can allot for a field goal. Which I think...
I desperately need this game to end right now.
It could end soon.
If this game ends right now, I will be in the green very well today.
What are the other Mac games doing?
The Akron one ended 28-25 Ball State.
Go Zips.
Go Zips. The Toledo one, I know the over has gotten destroyed.
Oh, Eastern Michigan they're covering easily.
Yes, they're plus. They're plus 9. I have that. But I also bet over 54 and Eastern Michigan has 45 and Toledo has 36. So you think that overhit?
Absolutely, brother. Not even sure.
I should have taken that as an alternate line. I was so confident about that over.
I'm having a great night tonight.
As long as this game ends right now, I will have a great night.
NHL is not looking great, but people didn't come here to listen to my bets, though. But I'm still winning.
Do want to hear his bets, follow him at @HaydenH971.
Yes, there you go. Which all my
receipts.
All my receipts are on Twitter. All my hot takes are on Twitter, and I must have made a take so crazy tonight because I had 4 other people at the fan, 5, respond to it.
Was it the Cincinnati?
Yeah.
So I saw somebody say they should let them play the Lions. That was rough.
That was mean.
That was real mean. That was assault.
That was mean.
That's an assault.
I would so hammer the Lions spread, though, in that game.
They get paid to play.
They get paid to play, too. So here are my tweets about, obviously, I didn't realize so many people were rooting for Cincinnati as Ohio State fans to be in the top 4. Because, first of all, as an Ohio State fan, you don't want Cincinnati
That's
in the top 4.
That's a spot 4. Gone.
That's one spot gone that
there's
you're going to need.
There's 3 left.
Like, you're going to need that spot.
Yeah, there's 3
the
left.
The committee clearly is putting Oregon ahead of you because they beat you, as they should.
Yes.
As they should. Yes. They beat you at home.
Yes.
If you guys have the same record and they have a conference championship, they should get in over
and
you.
And they beat you.
They beat
it
you.
It doesn't even matter. It was in Columbus. It's just a matter. They beat you.
They beat you.
Yes.
So, to see Cincinnati not get respect from the CFP, I love that. Because I'm like, that's one less spot that I have to worry about as an Ohio State fan when it comes down to it.
What Ohio State fans really are going to be rooting for come conference championship Saturday, Georgia over Bama.
Yes, they're going to root for Georgia over Bama.
If Georgia beats Bama, Bama's out.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Committee seems to really respect Bama.
Because it's Bama, but once you get two losses,
that disqualifies you.
You get X'd.
Yeah.
You get X'd.
It's fair.
So you're pulling, or you're just pulling for Bama to lose again. Well,
yeah.
No, because then it gets kind of scary if Bama loses before Georgia, but then beats Georgia in the conference championship. What do you do then? That would just be, oh my God. What would happen
then?
That'd
be a black hole. I saw this thing about black holes real quickly. I have to bring this up. So I saw this on TikTok. I learned that, you know how the closer you are to a black hole, the slower time moves?
Because,
you know, black holes suck in time.
Yeah.
And somebody said a good way to comprehend what black holes can do to time. When you get sucked into a black hole, if you were to look out away from the black hole as you were getting sucked in, you would see the entire existence of the universe pass by. Like, you would see the universe die. And that's how you die. You would die with the universe because
gotta,
the time...
You got to roll that back for me a little bit.
So you're getting sucked into a black hole, right?
I'm flying into a black hole.
It's over. But you're like, hey, I'm going to just get one last quick view of the universe as I get sucked in.
So you turn around.
And you would see the end of time happening outside, in the outside world. Like, if you could somehow see Earth as you were going into the black hole, you would see the Earth, like, perish. Because time would be moving further, would be moving faster on the outside.
Time, it's so far away that it's so far back in time for you.
Yeah.
They didn't explore that theory in Interstellar.
They kind of messed with it.
They went to the fifth dimension.
Well, no, but they did mess. Well, that's the thing, is we don't know what happens once you go through the black hole. But when you are at the black hole, you would see the entire end of the universe.
No, I like that.
That's crazy, right?
That is insane.
Like, that's the best way I've ever heard a black hole be described.
One thing I've always wondered is, would it hurt? Like, does the black hole cause pain?
It has to.
But
I don't know. I mean, what if Matthew McConaughey kind of just slid through it like butter. Like, he didn't really have that much of a problem.
What if it is just so instant that, like, it's just like, no.
But where do you go? Like, things have to go somewhere, right?
No.
You can't just... all the matter and stuff and time has to go somewhere else.
What happens if I just throw this pillow into like a pit of lava?
It just melts.
It's just gone forever. You don't know what happens to it because you can't go look into it. That's a black hole.
Yeah. But on the time aspect, you would know real quickly how good this Coats team is because you would see it all play out really
fast.
You'd
see if we have any banners.
Yeah.
You would see if we have any banners that isn't the number 32.
Yep. 32. Oh, because
Seattle,
the Kraken. Dude, they were at us at for a second there. I thought they're legit going to hang a banner every single night because they hang the 32 banner and then they hung the 1917 Stanley Cup.
They did.
Seattle Metropolitans banner.
Oh my God. Every week we're just going to pull out a new banner.
Yeah.
That would be like the Blue Jackets pulling out like, oh, hey, the Cleveland Gladiators.
Yeah. Not Arena Football Championship banner.
No, what was the Barons? The Cleveland Barons won this hockey tournament in 1958.
Love this offense. Hate that offense. Great. Great incomplete pass.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Hate to see that's 4th and 6, though.
Punt it.
I give permission to the Blue Jackets to hang a banner if the Stronghearts ever win a championship.
Yeah.
You can hang our banner. That's fine.
Absolutely. I won't buy it for you, but you can hang it.
I'll buy it.
That's a...
But I have to get honored on the ice.
You get mid-ice.
I'll pay up to $150.
You get mid-ice and like you got all these NHLers just like, the hell are we doing here?
Yep.
Yep.
D-League championship.
And they're
banner.
Just stick tapping.
Yeah, D-League championship.
Boone Jenner skates to the middle of the ice and he just shakes my hand so hard.
Yes.
Great punt. Great punt. But no, back to the Coats. I wanted to talk about this last night. Didn't get a chance to. Max Domi, COVID list. Dude can't catch a break.
I like him.
He plays hard.
He plays with grit.
That's another thing, too, is like Max Domi is another guy that's like all these guys have been in the NHL for too long and have too established of careers to just let this team suck.
I forget about Max Domi just because he's been out so much this year.
Right. But when he's in.
It's like, wow, you're actually pretty
that
good.
That backhand sauce. He's like, I said this take. He's on his way to being Matt Calvert just with backhand sauce. Like, if Matt Calvert had an insane amount of backhand sauce.
Well, he does.
Does he?
That OT winner against the Caps. It wasn't
he backhand
OT.
Sauced that?
It wasn't OT. He did a spinorama backhand.
Yes, he did spinorama.
Back.
But that wasn't backhand sauce.
Spinorama backy sauce.
It's pretty good. I was watching. I did wake myself up one morning by watching Matt Calvert highlights. And the incidental spinorama to score was
electric.
Amazing.
Electric.
Totally lost the puck.
But still found a way to put it in.
And just slapped it in.
That is called never give up on the play.
Never give up. That's what OU is doing right now. They're not giving up.
Do we want a first down here? Just, get a little more room to run out the clock.
Miami's not trying to run out the clock right now, though.
Yeah, but
to go.
We want OU to run out because Miami's out of TOs.
We need Miami to get a first down.
That's what I'm saying.
We can't let them turn it over to OU because OU will go into turbo mode and try to get a touchdown.
No.
They will, Tom.
It's fourth down.
They haven't had a lot of dubs.
It's fourth down.
They haven't had a lot of dubs. This is huge. This is the game. There we go. That's huge. Yep. We really covered a lot of bases on this epi. Like, we went...
A lot of sports, a lot of different games, a lot of different leagues.
Oh, I do need to finish reading my tweets on the Cincinnati Bearcats just so I can get my stance. So this is what I tweeted. This is what...
Oh, no.
Like, I know it's bad when...
Oh, no.
What happened? What happened? What happened?
It's the NFL guy, man.
What happened, though? You can't just score an 85-yard touchdown and not... Oh. This hurts. All right, so here are my tweets on Cincinnati. Tell me if I'm over the line, if I was too mean, okay?
Everyone's wrong. Miami should be in the Final Four.
I said, LOL, Cincinnati fans are mad. Play more big boy football than you can be ranked like one of the big boys.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Absolutely. Okay. Play big boy football.
Everybody, that like the president of the fan was like commenting on the tweet, saying it, like defending. He never comments on my tweets. That's not a good sign. GM.
But now you're noticeable.
For a bad take, though, if everybody's hammering me.
Skip Bayless makes bad takes all the time.
Okay. And then I capped it off with, because all I could think about was Cincinnati being Kanye West, being like, how many more records can my records break? And the CFP just being Kobe Bryant, just saying, more records. And Cincinnati just being like, but I'm the best.
But I'm the best.
And then the CFP saying tonight, but are you the same animal and a different beast?
What the F does that mean, CFB?
And that's what I left. That was my final tweet tonight.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a high-quality one.
That's a pinned-to-the-profile one.
Yes. That's one.
Even though nobody liked it. But just so everybody sees, that's where I stand.
That's when you hang up. That's a that's when you make a rafter for.
That until that question's answered, we don't know.
We just need one first down.
Wait.
You're dead.
I'm dead.
I'm at a push.
Yeah. Am I dead? Is that what I bet? Let me just make sure. There's always that one last second, like, is that what I have?
You always got to double check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am at 54, which would be a push.
Has anybody scored in the Rangers game?
I can look.
Pulling up my bet slip.
The Rangers
right now
are up 1-0.
Okay. Love that.
Sharks are up 2-1.
Yeah, I'm dead. They're at 53 points right now. I have 52 and a half.
That's 54.
Yeah, you're right. Math.
I wish it was 50.
The under's still alive in this baseball game, though.
Beyond alive. So, you are rooting for every pitcher that comes in this game.
I need 8 more outs. No. Yeah, I need 8 more outs.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that pretty much wraps up the predictions, I guess, for Denver games.
Both?
Yeah, both games.
Why not both?
I was saying Coats 3-2 the first night. And Coats 3-2 the second night.
Double 3-2s?
Yeah, double 3-2s. Dude, three-twos. Did you see that? I almost had a 7-1 game. I called 7-1 on the Yotes, and they were up 7-1 at one point in the third period, and I was like, this could be it.
I mean, if you keep shooting your shot,
I will hit.
It will hit at some point in your life.
I do regularly hit 3-2s.
I'm going to say 3-2 OT loss in Colorado.
Denver.
We get the point. Oh, I'm dead.
Maction.
F you, brothers.
Here's the thing. At this point, they need to make this extra point to secure the game.
But I don't need any of that.
I know, but at this point, I'm just rooting against the Bobcats now.
At this point, I want this football game to just be...
Before we get out, well, Tom's going to give his pick on the second one. Give your pick on the second game first.
We win 4-2.
4-2, second game? Okay, yeah. Love that.
E-N.
So we win on aggregate against Denver.
Yes.
Okay. PA announcement. PSA. 6:40 at Taft Coliseum. Stronghearts. If you come out as a Hockey Dudes fan and I don't know you, you come out because you would listen to this part of the podcast, I will get in a fist fight with somebody on the ice.
Wow.
Yes.
You'd be sussy the rest of the session.
Is it a session sussy?
I would assume so.
Okay. I will just get ejected from the game somehow. I will go out in glorious fashion if you show up as a Hockey Dudes fan.
Within the last minute of the game.
In the third period.
Because you at least want to play the game.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
It kind of defeat the purpose of playing at the Collie and getting kicked out on opening shift.
Right. I'm going to get kicked out in the third period.
Because then I'm rolling 3D and then I'm just...
With Schmilo.
And I'm snoodle-legged.
With Schmilo.
Yeah.
He's going to be ripped. Say he's going to be ripped.
He's going to be ripped from playing C-League.
Or something else. But disavow.
C-League.
Lucy's looking at me like, watch it. She's looking. Her eyes have been closed the whole time. She finally opened them just to look at me like, watch it.
Watch you say.
I was talking about the Coats last night, and I was saying, I think it might be good for the Coats to lose a couple close games. Because they only lose in fashions where they just get, like, smoked. So I was saying, like, it might be good for the adversity, and I started talking about that, and Lucy just started growling. And I was like, you're right.
Big girl. Big queen energy mad.
If the Jackets are... If they're either tied or up by one goal after the first period, they're going to win the game automatic. Because they don't lose close games.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yep. I was going through all the games in my head.
Yep.
We haven't lost any close ones.
All right. I mean, that's pretty much...
Screw that running back.
That's pretty much all I got. Oh, Cole Caulfield to the AHL.
That was tough. But, like, their whole team is so bad. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know how that helps them, sending him to the AHL.
You don't have a goalie and you lost your captain. Like, what were you expecting? Him to just come out and score 60 goals?
Not facts.
No. No, not...
Trade him to the Jackets.
Please.
I'll take him.
Please.
All right. Well, just tell your dog, I guess.
Yeah, tell your dog.
Nice.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call